Track 8, Village Signs. We've now reached E, and you all know E is for elephant. Come on, you'll be saying, there isn't an elephant in Norfolk. Well, Tony may have a surprise for you.
E is for Eton. When you are heading southwesterly out of Norwich down the Newmarket Road, if you take the slip road to the left and enter the village of Eton on Eton Street, to your left is the Cellar House pub and to your right the now closed post office. The steep, for Norwich, road leads to a crossroads with traffic lights. You could turn left into Church Lane, turn right into Bluebell Road, or go straight on for the Red Lion pub and the entrance to Waitrose and an old bridge crossing the River Yare leading to Cringleford. At these traffic lights, we have a thatched building on the left, and standing on in front of it, on a small green patch, we have the village sign for Eton, spelt E-A-T-O-N. The sign is most unusual and has recently been renovated, bringing this bold and brightly colourful sign to life again. A tall wooden post stands upright, supporting with spandrels the likeness of, wait for it, an elephant with its trunk holding a barrel. The grey elephant has white tusks, an open red mouth, and a furious-looking eye. The barrel is brown and the elephant stands on a green mound, much like Eton itself. And the words Eton, City of Norwich, stand between two red shields with the Norwich insignia of a golden rampant lion and a white castle picked out. On the white spandrels are the green leaves, possibly representing the woodland or river reeds of the nearby Marston Marshes. Frederick Eton, formerly of Eton Old Hall, commissioned the Eton sign, which was made by our old friend Harry Carter of Swaffham and installed on the 3rd of July 1956. Of course, everyone asks, why an elephant with a barrel? Frederick Eton thought it would be amusing to base the design on a rebus, a play on words inspired by the bosses of Norwich Cathedral. You would need something as large as an elephant to eat a ton. Yes, it's a play on words on the village's name. The elephant representing the syllable E and the barrel a ton. In brewing, a ton is a large, specialised vessel used in the brewhouse for soaking grains, attracting sugars and separating liquids. So a wordplay joke has given this somewhat well-to-do village, see Waitrose, a colourful sign. This was also the main road into Norwich from London when the sign was erected. A bypass opened in 1975, which changed the shape of the village, separating houses from their gardens and isolating Eton Old Hall, where Frederick Eton had lived. One of our esteemed listeners is related to Mr. Eton and shared some newspaper cuttings and history about the sign with Tim. The village itself is in three parts. Eton Village, around and immediately east of the junction of Bluebell Road, Church Lane and Newmarket Road. Eton Rise, between the A140 Ipswich Road and Eton Golf Club, and the area west of Eton Park. There is evidence of chalk and flint mining and old lime kilns on greenways. Further back in time, there are megalithic burial mounds or barrows near the primary school and golf course, denoting some importance to this area in prehistory, possibly due to its location along the Yare Valley and river. St Andrew's Church is a thatched building with a modern meeting hall at the rear and lies on Church Lane. This is the old part of Eton and joins up two more recent developments, including the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, or Mormons, a strikingly designed 1965 building on greenways, a development of detached houses and bungalows. Eton has a popular golf club as well as a very active residents' association that puts on events such as scarecrow trails and quiz nights. With a population of just over 8,000 in the electoral ward, Eton is quite large and is barely separated from Norwich, but still holds a village's appeal with small shops, mostly estate agents, and two popular pubs. There are woodland walks out to the University of East Anglia following the Yare Valley, as well as Marston Marshes, which regularly have cows grazing on them. There is an abundance of wildlife from herons to parakeets, and due to the River Yare, an otter which has been seen cavorting alongside the reeds with graceful swans and darting kingfishers, bringing a touch of the countryside to this suburb of the bustling city. A train line runs through the marshes with regular trains to Cambridge, Ely, and further west to Manchester and Liverpool.
Thank you, Tony. I'm surprised that this affectionate account of Eton manages not to mention the most popular visitor destination in the village, Norwich's only Waitrose.